Hello and welcome to Word for the Day. This is Father Pete Matthews from St. Patrick's Anglican Church in Lexington, Kentucky. And on today's Word for the Day, I want to read from John chapter 6, verse 37. It's Jesus speaking, and he says, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out." I want to think about that second part of the verse. Whoever comes to me I will never cast out. Another translation says, whoever comes to me, I will never reject. So I just want to sit with that encouraging, loving word from the Lord about his heart, that his desire is for people to come to him and receive salvation. This is in the midst of what's called the bread of life discourse. So Jesus identifies himself as the bread of life, and that way that metaphor works is bread in that culture was the staple. No bread, you die. Bread, you thrive and you live. And so he's saying, look, I'm the bread of life, and if you come to me, you'll never hunger. And he also says, I'm the water of life. If you come to me, you'll never thirst. And he's talking about a spiritual hunger and a spiritual thirst. He wants to meet that hunger. He wants to meet that thirst. He wants to be that for us. That's who God is, and that's why Jesus came. And so he says, look, I need you to know that I'm not reluctant to give myself to you. I'm not reluctant to receive you. That my arms are always open, and you're always welcome to come to me. And if you come to me, I will never cast you out, and I will never reject you. I think sometimes Christians struggle here. Some Christians don't at all. Some struggle all the time here. Some, you know, once in a while. And you have this kind of doubt, you know, is the Father really Abba Father? Is he really the one who loves me as he loves God the Son? Is Jesus really Savior? Does he really want me? Does he really desire me? Does he really love me with an everlasting love? And the Lord really wants us to know that's true. And it's really important for the stability of our own discipleship, the stability of our own faith, the richness of our fellowship with God, to start with God's love toward us. I heard a pastor say recently, a well-known pastor, that our first duty is not to love God. Our first duty is to let God love us. Man, I love that. That as we live our day, as we live our day, each day, our first job is to just get in a place where we are letting God love us. We're receiving his love. And we're choosing to believe that and choosing to walk in that. And that really becomes the fuel and the foundation for us loving God and loving people. God's desire for us is to make us holy or to make us whole, to make us like Jesus Christ. And that involves us surrendering to him, which means allowing him to work in us, receiving what he brings in our life, obeying his commands. And that involves effort. And so we're called to follow him and called to do things. But if we only do that out of sort of just a bare sense of duty, these are the rules, this is the right thing to do, and by golly, I will do it because I'm going to be great at being a Christian. Well, that can, you know, fuel you for a while. Fuel, as in like put fuel in your car, fuel you for a while. It won't last long. And it will probably wear you out. The place we need to go is to realize that Jesus is the bread of life and the water of life. And then if I come to him, he won't cast me out. If I come to him, he won't reject me. He's always there waiting. He always wants me. He always desires me. And we can always come to him. And his arms are wide open and he's full of welcome. The barrier between us living life in Christ is not a barrier from Christ's side. It's always a barrier from our side. And sadly, we as humans often choose that. You know, sometimes other things in life just seem more valuable to us than Jesus or more attractive than Jesus. Or, you know, sometimes it's just pride. I don't want to admit, you know, someone who's not a believer, you know, the good news is so good, eternal life is free, but the horror of just admitting that I need God is too hard and people can't come. There's so many reasons. The human psyche and the human heart is a complicated thing. Jeremiah said it's deceitful. It can really mess us up. And one of the places that messes it up is that we tend to think because God is God, that he's like broken, sinful authorities here who just receive us based on what we can offer. And that's not what God does. He receives us based on his love. His love is holy, which means it's never imperfect. It's a perfect love. And in that holy, holy love, he desires us. He welcomes us. He receives us. He will never cast us out. He will never reject us. God bless and have a great day.